You are listening to the Trucking Nation podcast brought to you by TruckLogix.com. And I am your host, Misty Noel, and I have a lot of good stuff to talk to you about. So let's get started. How are you, Trucking Nation? I know some of you guys are super excited that it is finally fall. I don't know when you're listening to it, but right now it is the official first day of fall, and I am so excited. My voice sounds a little funky today. Just the weather, the allergies, it's kind of making me sound a little mannish. But hey, it might work over the speakers, right? So maybe I'll try and keep this voice. Who knows? But today, I got a lot of good stuff for bringing back the business management breakdown series that I started not too long back. And this time we're talking about something really important. It might sound a little scary, but I promise I simplify it and I make it so you can easily understand. And if you have questions, of course, you can always give the Truck Logix team a call. And I'll share that number in a second, but I'd much rather you just head over to the website and take a look at everything. But this time around for the business management breakdown, we're going to be talking about accrual versus cash accounting. I know, right? Some of y'all are probably just like dull. So please don't turn it off. I promise I'll make it a little bit more exciting and I keep it pretty short. And then, of course, you know, for the second half of the show, we're going to talk about some healthy eating things. I'm trying to put a new spin on it and maybe, I don't know, add a little humor. I feel like I need a good laugh today, and so hopefully I make you guys chuckle a little bit too, and you always feel better, right? So let's just dive right into some accrual versus cash accounting. And now, believe it or not, very basic math skills, I'm talking addition and subtraction, are all that's needed for accounting. That's all you got to know, and it's simple. And with a program like Truck Logix, we're going to do all that for you. You just have to input the number. So far, pretty simple, right? Not scary at all. So I know it's hard to believe, but it's true. So for many businesses, cash accounting works great. But for a trucking business, accrual accounting is usually the way to go. And we're going to get into the differences in just a second. Now, it's not the most pleasant of names, accrual, you know, but it does the job of displaying an accurate view of your financial status. You know, let's get to the good stuff and break down these accounting terms so you have a better grasp of what they're all about. Now, to understand accrual accounting, you got to understand the cash basis first. Cash accounting is going to recognize your revenue as soon as the cash payment is received. So as soon as you perform the service, you get paid. That money is in hand right then. And that's cash accounting. That's when you're going to record it, and that's when you're going to recognize it. So seriously, that's it. That's the basic of basic accounting. And cash accounting works best for businesses that receive payment as soon as the service is performed. You know, there are no receivable or payables to track, so your bank balance will show exactly how much cash is at your disposal. Now, cash accounting has its purpose. It's good to know who's paying you on time, who isn't paying on time, and what your actual cash balance looks like. It just doesn't help with forecasting and planning ahead in a highly aggressive and ever-changing industry such as trucking. And I have some great examples, and we're going to go over those just a second. All right, so let's get to the beast. You know, let's talk about some accrual accounting. I'm serious. It's not that bad. It's actually a pretty simple concept. It's just once you start cranking in those numbers, that's where you might get a little thrown off right at first. But hey, you guys are intelligent, so I know you can understand this, and don't ever let yourself or anybody else tell you you're not smart enough to get this stuff, because you are. You're a trucker. That's some pretty difficult stuff right then and there. So now that we kind of went over cash accounting, which is super simple, we'll say it over again. Cash accounting is you're going to record that money as soon as the service is paid. That's when you get the money, right? So you perform a service and you get your money, and that's cash accounting. Now, accrual accounting works is you're going to count the transaction for when the order was made, not when you actually received the payment. So that's why it works really great for trucking, because, I mean, you guys know invoices usually aren't due for 30, 60, 90 days out. And so you don't want to record that money when it actually comes in 90 days out, because that's going to throw your expenses way off for this month. So how it'll work is you'll put in your order. You're going to record that transaction for that month, not for when the actual payment's due. So it's kind of like you're accounting it for this month, and that way it's not going to throw, like, your income versus expenses ratio is not going to look all funky, and it's going to look like you're in the negative. So that's why you want accrual accounting, because it's going to count that income that's due 90 days out. It's going to count it for the month that the order was placed. And that way, when you minus your expenses from that income, it's going to come out correctly. And it's not going to show a negative number, and you're going to be like, oh no, I'm just not making any money. It doesn't do that. And let's go over some examples real quick. It might be a little bit better. Okay, I wrote these out. I thought long and hard about these, so I wanted to make them easily understandable if I'm just telling it to you. You know what I mean? So this is the basis. Start off with that. You're going to haul a load on the 17th of September and set the invoice deadline date to be due in 30 days. Okay? That's the basis. Know that? You with me? Good. All right, next. So under cash accounting, you wouldn't show that load as income until October 17th, a whole month after you hauled it. So when you run a profit and loss report for the month of September, you're not going to see the income generated by that load and potentially other loads with a similar situation. Since you didn't get paid for them in September, suddenly your income versus expense ratio is looking so good for September, since all your expenses are showing, but the income won't be recognized until October. I mean, it isn't looking good. I hope I'm being understandable. I really hope I'm not coming down with something, man. So under cash accounting, if you haul that load on the 17th of September, you're not recognizing that income for another month. So you're going to get like negative revenues for that month, because your expenses are going to minus from what, nothing. So it's not going to work for you. So let's talk about this under accrual accounting. Why'd they have to name it accrual, right? I know I could do some research and I bet it has a purpose, but the name just scares me just saying it. And I know about this stuff. So, so let's reiterate, like, the scenario. You hauled a load on September 17th. The invoice deadline is set due in 30 days. So under accrual accounting, the income you receive for hauling the load in September, where the invoice is due in 30 days, will be counted for your September income and not October. The income will be recognized for September because that is when the service was performed. Your income versus expenses ratio will show accurately and won't display negative revenue, because income is recognized when you hauled the load, not when you received the payment. So you perform a service, say haul a load, and set a 30-day deadline for the invoice to be paid. And that's exact. And the income's going to be recognized for that month and not when you actually receive it. You get what I'm saying? Hopefully I went over it. So the reason you want to use accrual accounting is it's going to recognize the income for the month that you actually perform the service. And so that's not going to throw your income versus expenses ratio way off, and it's not going to show a negative revenue. So that's the whole reason that in trucking or in similar industries where invoices aren't due for 30, 60, 90 days out, accrual accounting is what's going to work for you, because it's going to show you exactly what's going on with your finances, you know? Now, cash and accrual accounting, we do have that in TruckLogix, and that's what's going to make it a lot easier for you. And what makes it even better, it's super easy to switch between the two. They have this feature. It's just actually like a couple little clicks, And boom, 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 you set the month that you want, and you can actually see, and you can switch between cash and accrual, and you can visually see the difference. And you're going to notice it right away because one's going to give you a negative revenue and the other one's not. So that's pretty cool. And, you know, we make it super easy. It's located in your profit and loss report. And if you're familiar with TruckLogix, you know our profit loss reports, I mean, they can be generated for any date range. They can be generated for certain trucks. They can be generated for basically anything you want to see a certain profit and loss report for. And it's going to show miles, income, expenses, revenue, cost per mile, anything and everything you need to know about your business. It's going to give you a number. Now, if you're not sure about how to figure your cost per mile or your revenue per mile, I mean, especially if you're an owner-operator or working under your own authority, even if you're a lease driver, these are numbers that you need to know. A lot of you guys, I know a lot, someone we were on the phone with the other day said some they just don't want to know. And it's like, you need to know these numbers. These are the numbers that are going to keep your tires moving. I'm telling you, once you know how much you need to make per mile, you're going to be able to choose those loads going to pay you. Because, I mean, you guys have done it. It's happened before. If you don't know your numbers, you get loads where it actually ends up, it's coming out of your own pocket trying to get this stuff done. So these are numbers that you need to know so you can make money. And that's what it's about. Trucking, it's a game to make the money. And so you got to know these numbers. I did a whole nother podcast on it, but I did a whole blog. I went super in depth on how to figure out your cost per mile, your revenue per mile. I even give you reasons why they're important, what you can apply them to. I mean, anything and everything you need to know about this stuff, I have it for you. And I break it down super simple. So, I mean, really, I did it all for you guys. And no, you're in a hurry. You don't need to waste time thinking too hard about mess. So everything's broken down, especially check out the whole business management breakdown series on trucklogix.com. I go over every little bit of just what you need to know when you're running your own business. And we start from the bottom and we're working our way to the top. And, I'd love for you, if you're not familiar with TruckLogix, I'd love for you to give the TruckLogix crew a call and we can tell y'all about it. We'll hook you up with a 15-day free trial or longer, depending on what you need. And we can also do a personal demo. You can do it with myself or anyone else on the team, and they'll be able to show you everything that TruckLogix can do. And all you have to do really is just pick up that phone and call 704-234-6946. And if you forget the number, like I do sometimes, I'm telling you, just go trucklogix.com. It's all right there, and we're always available to help you out. If you have any questions, I'm serious. We're always around some way or another. All right, so before we get into the second half of the show, I would love to just give you guys some more TruckLogix information. I know it's a lot, but I'm telling you, this program is amazing, and we're always getting better, especially because you guys call us with your feedback. After your 15-day trial, you might see a few things that you need that we know a lot of other people need it too. So we're going to take a quick little break, and we'll get a few more words about that app right now, okay?
TruckLogix offers live training sessions every month. Join Brian and Charles twice a month for a guided tour of TruckLogix and a presentation of all our latest updates. Our most recent updates include invoice enhancement, accrual counting, driver notifications, and so much more. Call the crew for more information at 704-234-6946 or head over to TruckLogix.com and reserve your spot today. If you have a TruckLogix account, be on the lookout for our newsletter and stay up to date on all our latest features, deadlines, and trucking news.
All right, so we're back. I'm trying to figure out something to do with that little middle bit, you know. I always like to run an ad or something about something that's going to help you guys out, but you ever just get a little bored sometimes and you shake things up a bit? I'm telling you, that's what it's going to happen. Maybe next episode I'll have something really funky in there. So hopefully you guys will come back and listen and see what's going on. But for the health and wellness part of this show. I mean, even this part, I feel like I need to switch it up a bit. But I was working on a blog coming up and posting here in the next day or so. And I always love to touch on the healthy eating topic and just health and wellness in the trucking industry in general. And some of you guys, I'm telling you, I'll talk to you, I'll get on the phone with you, and we'll have these conversations, and y'all just die laughing. You're like, trucker health is a myth. And I'm like, it's not a myth. It's a huge movement right now going through the trucking industry. And there's a couple of drivers I got talked to. They're super nice, and they had just left a company, you know, that wasn't that great. And I asked them, well, what made the deciding factor for this next new company you're driving for? And they're like, you know what? They had a health and wellness program. And I was like, really? And they're like, yeah, man, they have a health and wellness program, and they have like all these benefits and things. So, and they have these incentives, and if you sign up and like you weigh in, you lose weight, you can win stuff. And I was like, you know, that is just really great. And I was like, yeah, it means that they kind of care about us. And I was like, well, of course they care. They need you, especially the good drivers. You guys that have like millions safe miles and everything, you know, companies want to keep y'all around. And so I was really impressed that a lot more companies other than, I know Schneider has one, and there's a few others that have these health and wellness programs for their drivers where they offer, you know, gyms at the facilities and things like that. So it's really great that more companies are just jumping on that bandwagon. But getting back to this blog I'm working on, because man, this week has been dragging and I need a good laugh. So I was trying to think of some things that I've heard just from speaking with you guys about some healthy eating myths that you guys tell me. And so I wanted to address them, and I'm going to bust those myths wide open, because some of this stuff, I mean, you're going to die. And these are things that people have actually said, and it just kills me, especially you guys. Y'all lose weight easier and faster than women. Did you know that? I am so peanut butter and jealous right now. It is not fair. And I know mom always told me, Misty, life's not fair. And I'm like, well, that is one thing that is not fair at all. You guys could start eating healthy, and just in 1 week, you will notice a difference. That scale will go down. It is ridiculous. You could just drink water for 3 days, just cut out soda. I mean, of course, eat. And you'll lose weight, and it kills me. It's like I'm in there busting my butt almost every day in the gym, eating healthy, and I might lose like 2 pounds in a month. It's awful. I hate it. But being a girl does have its upsides, so I really can't complain. But some of the excuses that I've heard, and I'm telling you, you guys are some excuse-making masters sometimes when it comes to healthy eating, and it just, I'll be dying on the phone laughing. And one of them, I did, about killed me. So I was this guy, and I was like, well, why don't you like to eat healthy? And he's like, psh, ain't nobody got time for that. And I was like, oh, honey, really, you do. You have time to eat healthy. And he's like, I'm busy. I got to make money. I'm on the road. Ain't nobody got time for that. And I was like, I know there's a time that you are chilling out somewhere for a few hours, either in your truck or maybe when you do get home. I'm serious. You only need, I know this sounds like a lot, but a couple of hours to carve out, to plan and prep some meals. And I'm not talking about like a full day's worth of meal prepping. You could just prep breakfast foods for the next 4 days. And that's one of my favorite things to do, because it takes a lot. It takes like a whole pot of coffee to get me going in the mornings. I have a problem. I need to work on it. But I'll prep my breakfast foods in the morning, so that saves me time. And I make it portable. I make egg muffins. It's my favorite thing to make. And they're just, I get the egg whites, and you stick some turkey down in a muffin tin, pour some egg whites over it, and bake it for a while. Delicious. And it's portable. And it won't mess up your clothes. I'm serious. If there is like any type of condiment within like 5 feet of me, somehow it finds a way of being all, I'm just a mess. I spill everything. I drop things. I'm Murphy's Law to the max. So that's why just portable meals that aren't messy, those are going to be your best friends. And think about it. And they're super easy. Egg muffins take about like 20 minutes to make, like plus baking. And you just stick them in a fridge, or you can even freeze them to make them last longer, but they'll last you for a whole week. And another thing, that the only thing that's really going to keep a lot of you guys on a healthy eating track, plan out your meals. When you have them planned out and you already know what you're going to make, then that's less time you're going to spend thinking like, oh, what am I going to eat? And then you're going to reach for the bad stuff. But do plan like what I like to call a cheat meal. Plan one of those to reward yourself at the end of the week or something. So it's like, you're not just eating healthy hoping that the scale's going to go down. You're going to eat healthy and get to eat that really good chicken fried steak at the end of the week. You know, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, because I do. Chicken fried steak, delicious, yummy. Now, another myth I was told the other day is like measuring, counting, and weighing is too much to do. Like, I don't want to measure or count calories or weigh my food. That's just too much. Plus, you got to buy stuff. And that myth is completely busted. That's for extreme crazy diets that you see on TV, and they have like a whole like chef line in the back taking care of that mess for them. But what you need to do, if this is one of your excuses for not getting on that healthy eating bandwagon, then check out a couple of different, I hate using the word diet, y'all know this, but lifestyle changes. There's a bunch of different ones out there that require none of that mess. My favorite, and the one that I do right now, is the paleo diet. I love it. I live it. And I've been on it for a good month or so now, and I haven't felt better. It's been amazing. And what's great about it is you don't have to measure or count or weigh anything. You eat healthy, and that's good enough. And what it is, if you're not familiar, it's just basically eating like a caveman. Meats, vegetables, and, you know, a couple other things, and fruits. So it's very healthy. You cut out all types of, no bread, no rice, none of that mess. All those extra carbs, like, you don't need that stuff. So I really like it because it's just clean. My body just feels so much better, and it's easy. I don't have to think about it. I just think of meat, some vegetables, and some fruit, and like, it's easy. That's why I like it. I like simple, and I like easy. So that's one. And then another one that came up, I was talking to a guy about the paleo diet, and he's like, man, I don't want to eat rabbit food. I'm a man. I need a man meal. I died when he said, I'm a man, and I need a man meal. And I was like, well, with the paleo diet, you can have steak and jalapeno mashed sweet potatoes. I was like, if that doesn't sound like a manly meal, I don't know what is. And he's like, steak? I was like, you can even have bacon. And he was like, bacon? I was like, yeah, man. Haven't talked to him since, so I do hope he at least gave it a go. But I'm telling you, to eat healthy, you don't have to eat rabbit food, which is a lot of you guys probably just think it's salad and stuff. You're not restricted to that at all in the least. I'm telling you, if you think healthy, you want meats, vegetables, basically get rid of the breads and the rices, all those fillers, because your body's probably just starving for nutrients right now. So you're going to feel so much better just eating clean for just a few days. So you're not restricted to salads. I mean, there's tons of stuff you can have. Recipes are endless on the internet. I mean, and you can get them all for free. And you can look for stuff that's super duper simple. Because I need simple and I need healthy. And the paleo diet works for me in both of those aspects. Those are some of my favorite excuses that I was getting just from some conversations I was talking with people, and did made me laugh. Rabbit food. I'm a man and I need a man meal. Just died. I don't know why it was so funny to me. It just was. Well, I don't have too much more. Well, really, I don't have anything else for you today. So if you are interested, check out my blog on accrual and cash accounting. And you can find that on trucklogix.com. And it breaks it down real nice for you. I have some great examples there and a couple of screenshots so you can see how it does. in the in Truck Logics, and there's tons of other pro features for you guys that are going to keep you professional. You're always going to be in the know about your business. I mean, Truck Logics is a complete business management system. I mean, from dispatch to invoicing to IFTA filing with integrated pro miles, I'm telling you, we have it all. So do give us a call if you have any questions, and we're going to hook you up with a 15-day free trial, I'm telling you, and a personal demo. We'll just sit down with you over the internet, and we're going to show you exactly what the program can do for you and how easy it is. It's super simple, and you can reach the crew at 704-234-6946. All right, you guys. Well, I do hope you stay safe out there, and remember that you get what you give in this world, so try to be kind and enjoy the ride, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.